Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A woman is turning on a light.
B.
A woman is putting on a shirt.
C.
A woman is wearing glasses.
D.
A woman is using a sewing machine.
Number 2. A.
A woman is opening a box.
B.
A woman is looking at a box.
C.
A woman is removing a box from a shelf.
D.
A woman is putting tape on a box.
Number 3. A.
Some people are eating food.
B.
Some people are leaving a room.
C.
Some people are taking off their jackets.
D.
Some people are standing in front of machines.
Number 4. A.
A man is cutting his hair.
B.
A man is sitting down.
C.
A man is using a tool.
D.
A man is putting on a vest.
Number 5. A.
A woman is pressing a button.
B.
A woman is drinking some water.
C.
A woman is cleaning a screen.
D.
A woman is holding some bottles.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
How long is the meeting?
A.
20 to 30 minutes.
B.
About 2 weeks.
C.
20 units a minute.
Number 2.
A machine isn't working.
A.
Kevin called out.
B.
Where is he?
C.
I'll call a repair person.
Number 3.
We need to get all new equipment.
A.
We don't have the money for that.
B.
Janice has it.
C.
I didn't see that email.
Number 4.
Can we increase production?
A.
No, it's decreasing.
B.
Produce is in aisle 12.
C.
Not at the moment.
Number 5.
Why don't you hire more staff?
A.
I'll ask the manager about it.
B.
She's a temporary employee. C. It's lower than that. Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Patricia. It's Hector. I'm calling to let you know that I will be inspecting your factory next month.
Oh? What do I need to do to prepare for the inspection?
You don't need to do anything for it, but please keep this a secret from others since it is a surprise inspection. I'll send you a list of what I'll be looking for later today.
All right. I'll make sure everything is ready by then.
Number 1. Who is Hector? Number 2. What does Hector ask Patricia to do? Number 3. What will Hector do later today? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Holland, thank you for coming in for today's interview. I wanted to ask you, do you have experience working at a factory?
Yes, I spent 4 years working for Caledonia Technologies in their computer factory.
Great. And you mentioned you can start next week?
Actually, I can start the week after. I have to go to Toronto for a family reunion.
Number 4. What is the purpose of the man's visit? Number 5. What does the man say about Caledonia Technologies? Number 6. What will happen next week? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Karen, I checked the deliveries this morning, but we're missing one item. It's the most expensive thing we ordered.
Oh, right. The company emailed and said that it would ship separately. It should arrive tomorrow.
I see. By the way, when is our meeting?
In 20 minutes. I'm going to buy coffee for everyone. Would you like to join me?
Number 7. What will happen this morning? Number 8. Look at the graphic. What item is missing from the package? Number 9. Where will Karen most likely go next? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, everyone. The factory will be closed until Friday. We will have the factory cleaned during this time. Please make sure your work area is clean and all personal belongings are in your lockers. Also, next Monday, we will begin our internship program. I will send out a list of the trainees you are partnered with this afternoon. Thank you.
Number 1. What is the purpose of this announcement? Number 2. What does the man tell listeners to do? Number 3. What will begin on Monday? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, it's Andrea. I'm calling to tell you I can't come into work today. My car broke down and I need to take it to the mechanic. I will be back in the office tomorrow. Please tell Hoshi that the files for the client meeting today are on my desk. I printed them out last night. Thanks.
Number 4. Why is the woman calling? Number 5. What problem does the woman mention? Number 6. What does the woman ask the listener to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
I'd like to talk about our factory's output. Last month, I gathered data from our factories. The factory with the lowest production volume is making our newest item, the Natcha Step All-in-One Vitamin. This item is very popular. So we will order new machines for that factory to keep up with demand.
Number 7. What did the man do last month? Number 8. What is mentioned about the NutriStep All-in-One Vitamin? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Which factory will receive new equipment?